Let's sing verse 1 again. Verse 1.
I come to thee, dear Lord. My heart doth thirst for thee.
Have some feeling from the hymn? Actually, if you were alone, now's the time to just pray the feeling. But the feeling, I think, has been influenced by the words. These words gave you some feeling. And it especially helps that this is in the first person. So this actually is a prayer put to song. And it has become your prayer this morning, no? So we sing verse 1.
I come to thee, dear Lord.
Stop, 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 stop. Oh Lord, I come to you.
Amen.
See, when we're together, I have to say stop. So I can pray. Actually, I don't have to say stop. I can pray while you continue to sing. But when you're by yourself, and you, as soon as you have some feeling, just pray out the feeling. Pray the feeling. You're not locked in to sing the whole song. Do you understand? Sometimes we make a little box. We make a little prison for the Lord by our concepts and by our habits. The hymns are a very good tool in the procedure of fellowship with God. So I hope we would have an arsenal of hymns that we know. That's why it's so good to learn so many hymns and so many new songs, because the Lord could use any and any one of them, every one of them. And especially if you wake up with a tune in your heart. How many of you woke up with a tune in your heart this morning? You know that you don't even need to turn to the Lord, because He already turned to you.
Amen.
And He put that there. He put that there to draw your heart.
Wow.
So then, but maybe that didn't happen. Maybe that didn't happen and you were washing up, and maybe as you were praying, pray brushing, and pray showering, it became some song came. Some songs came to me in the shower this morning, two of them. Actually, 811, which we're going to sing in a moment. Yeah, it's the kind of sister hymn to this one. That one was with me in the shower. Then you come to sit, or whatever you do, sit, kneel, stand, walk, however you spend your time with the Lord. But as you're starting to sing a hymn, well, maybe I should backtrack. Sorry. Remember yesterday, we mentioned this matter of the mind. That and this has been, I can tell you, I have been researching this matter. I have been researching this matter since 1989. In different places, on different continents, with different brothers and sisters of all different ages. How to have fellowship with God. I've been interested in this matter for the past 28 years, observing, trying to sharpen my own experience, and then reading from especially the ministry books from Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee. Got so much help from two particular writings by Witness Lee. I'll give you that later on. Actually, it's some of the references for some of our readings here. How to have fellowship with God. One of the points I learned is that the most troublesome thing to the majority of the people of all ages, backgrounds, and so on, it doesn't matter. The number one problem is the undisciplined mind. Wandering thoughts. People just cannot shake the wandering thoughts. indiscriminate, is that the word? Yeah. Discriminant thoughts. It's like wild. From where? Where'd that come from? Did you have that? Did you ever experience like a thought like, why did I think? I haven't thought of that person in like 12 years. Or that thing, or that a show, a movie I saw like 6 years ago. Like, why? Why now? That's Satan's attack. Satan's attack. That is what is shown to us in Ephesians chapter 6. The fiery darts of the evil one. He sends darts our way. And it's just like, you know, when it talks about fiery darts, what it's talking about is not darts. You know how you have a dartboard? You know, it's not that. It's talking about something of the day in the Roman times, when actually it's more like a spear or an arrow. And they would take an arrow and bundle the top of it with some rag, dip it in oil, and light it up. And so it'd be a fire. And then, you know, in those days, the first defense of the cities were walls, right? So the city wall is there. And then so what they do is they just shoot the dart, over the wall. You don't care where it hits. It's not like those missiles, you know, where you can see the shh, and then goes down the, you know, chimney. Not like that. This is just anywhere. Anywhere it hits is fine. Just cause damage, any damage, until it hits something flammable. Once it hits something flammable, and in those days, many times the roofs were strong, right? So if it hits something flammable, then it'll cause more damage. That's how the enemy is. Anything. A thought from yesterday. A thought from today. A thought, this memory verse. Oh, even memory verse can become a distraction. Bill, I found out even my granddaughter can be my distraction. I was just with my granddaughter last week. Love her. I have a grandson too. Love him too. And I'm, hey man. Just like a little thought. Like, because I was watching, they sent me a picture yesterday. Oh, he learned how to sip from a straw. So you know what he does? He sits on the floor. He doesn't know how to walk yet. He's 11 months. Sits on the floor, and then he spins with his legs like this. And then, so cute. But I don't need to be thinking about that during morning watch. That's not the time. Satan's thought. That's a fiery dart. And you know what? It caught something flammable.
Right.
My emotion. And so this morning, my heart was not single for about 20 seconds. You know what I mean? My emotion got out of line. My mind got out of line and dragged my emotion with it. And 20 seconds. Then I have to stop. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes, even out loud, I will say, stop. So I don't know if I'm talking to Satan, or myself, or my mind. All three. Stop. No. Sometimes I say, not today. Not today. You tried that. You caught me before. Not today. And that's why I told you yesterday. Sometimes I chuckle. Because the enemy will try an old one. And I go, come on. Got to do better than that. Amen, Lord. And you come back. Always just come back and keep going. But I found this, saints. The undisciplined mind is the number one enemy. Our heart, our own heart betrays us. Our own heart betrays us. That's my mind. That's my emotion. And Satan has ground to use my mind and my emotion against me. So then, I have to depend on the will to be strengthened into the inner man to pull the mind and the emotion back. It's not that hard, actually. It's not that hard. Once you realize the enemy's tactics, not that hard. You just say, stop, come back. But I tell you, this this calming down of the mind, because the thoughts are like the calming down of the mind. I told you yesterday, calling is good, right? Prayer reading is good. I tell you, singing just seems to be the most effortless. And your mind is on the Spirit. So, again, I come to thee, dear Lord. Lord, I come to you. Yes, Lord, I come to you. So you don't have to finish the first verse. We get stuck in a kind of a thing. Oh, I got to sing the whole thing. Or finish the whole verse. Or finish the whole sentence. Or finish the word. You don't even have to finish the word. I come to... These are all one syllable words. It's easy. I come to thee, dear Lord. My Lord, my heart. Oh, my heart, Lord, you know my heart. But Lord, my heart today is thirsty, hungering for you. Turn it to prayer. You turn it to prayer. Actually, this whole... Oh, this hymn. Just to behold thy face, Lord, your face. For this my heart doth cry. Is that the second line? Yeah. I deeply long. I long to drink of you this morning. Lord, just fill me. Just fill me. So I hope you can learn to convert that little feeling into that little sense that it's like those words or those sentences, those lines are refreshing. Or it's like they're wet. As soon as you sense that, pray it. That is following the anointing. That is exercising the intuition of your spirit to guide you to the fellowship of your spirit. Now, it's very possible. It's very possible that you would have this progression. Let's see. In verse 5, it says, Lord, I would linger here. Then you have a feeling. You said that to me yesterday. Did you? Did you linger? I said, oh, Lord, yes. Yesterday morning I told you. I want to stay with you all day. But what about that in the afternoon, what I did? What I said to that person? Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood. See, if you get some specific light, it has to be specific. If it's general, you're terrible. That's Satan. God never talked like that. God only shines specifically. Sin by sin. Maybe I'm, Lord, I would linger. Oh, continue in. Oh, did you continue yesterday? You were with the brothers? And then you said that joke? So, oh, that's right. Lord, that was out of line. Forgive me, Lord. Maybe after my morning watch, I need to go to the brothers. Brothers, sorry for, you know, my joking attitude yesterday. In the afternoon, you remember that? In the afternoon, I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me for disrupting the fellowship. But with the Lord, it might be like this. You're singing, so you're just having fellowship, right? You continue in the word and pray. Then there's a feeling, so you pray. Oh, Lord, I want to continue. That's the intuition. You went from fellowship to intuition. These are the functions of your spirit. Then light comes. In the middle of all that, light comes. What's your verse? 1 John 1:7? Do you have 1:7? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood, Jesus, his son, cleanses us. So if you're walking in the light, as you're walking in the light, you have fellowship. Why, if you're having fellowship with God, do you need the blood? Why? Because if you're fellowshipping with God, God is light. And you can't help but see some sin. But it doesn't interrupt the fellowship. Right away, the blood cleanses. So in the light, in the fellowship, the intuition becomes the conscience. You get some shining. So what do? You confess, and then fellowship is resumed. And then you keep that. That's really exercising your spirit. And saints, this is where the fine dispensing takes place. A number of you were touched by this last night. What our brother said, the dispensing is what? Fine. The dispensing is gradual. The dispensing is quiet. It's not always in the meeting, praise the Lord. Oh, last night was boom, testimony after testimony. Boom, oh, wow, that was wonderful. That was like a river. Your personal time is not always like a river. It's more like a stream. Stream. In Psalm 23, what does it say? He leads me besides waters of rest. The King James says, still waters. So we have to learn how to have still waters and enjoy the Lord. Where it's quiet. Where we quiet our inner being. And the hymns help us. And the prayer that issues from the hymns help us. And it's the same with the Bible. It's the same with the Bible. When we're reading the Word, practice the same. Practice the same. As maybe what was the verse we just did? If we walk in the light, then you pray that. Lord, except when you're pray reading, when we're together, usually what we do is we just repeat the words of the Bible. We don't add many words. When we're together, and there's a kind of background to that and history, and that's very good for corporate prayer reading. So we would pray, what? If we walk in the light, everybody says, amen. If we walk in the light, amen. Walk in the light, amen. Oh, when I first came, I thought, a little strange. I don't know about you guys. I thought, okay. And the calling on the Lord? Took me a little while. Anyway, but I'm a caller now. Anyway, so, but, amen. All that, amen, amen, amen. It was really bothersome. But anyway, that's in the Bible. Brother showed me it's in the Bible. I said, oops, I didn't realize. Anyway, so, oh, and then too loud. I don't know about too loud. I came from a quiet place. We were reverent. Then the brother showed me, make a joyful, noise, it says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Anyway, sorry, where was I? I was making a point.
Yes.
What was the point? On the prayer reading. Thank you. Okay, so if we walk in the light, we repeat. That was my point. We repeat. Walk in the light. Amen. Walk in the light. Amen. We have fellowship. Amen. Fellowship. Amen. And the blood. Amen. Okay. When you're by yourself, well, if you want to do that, that's fine. I guess you say your own amen to yourself. If we walk, amen. In the light. Amen. And actually, that's quite good. That stirs up your spirit.
Yeah.
But I tell you, that's not fine dispensing. If you want the fine dispensing, then you need to convert these words to prayer through the anointing. If we walk in the light, one key is, and I like what somebody said responding yesterday morning, use voice. Try not to just do this quietly in your heart. Use some voice. Use a voice. It helps you to focus your mind. Use a voice. Of course, if you're in a room with others, quietly. But you can still be quite exercised with quiet voice. Okay, use voice. And second, personalize the word. Personalize. That's what I mean, converting to prayer. So it says, if we walk in the light. Well, you're the only one there. There's no we. So say, Lord, I want to walk in the light. And as soon as possible, get the word you in there. Lord, you are light.
Amen.
Lord, you're my light. And I want to walk in you as my light today. Right there, you may get a feeling. Yeah, but last night, after that glorious meeting, after you went up to the microphone, were you in the light? I said, oh, Lord, forgive me. I just go back to my flesh right away. But, Lord, I want to walk in the light. Cleanse me. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light. Lord, you're in the light. You're in the light. I want to be with you. You're in the light. I'm in the light. Lord, keep me in the light. This converting of the words into your prayer, the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will speak to you. And the Lord could touch some things that if you don't have such fine fellowship with the Lord, 10 years will go by and you're just the same. You all are young people, but I could tell you, sadly, I've seen this. Some brothers and sisters, after 20 years, they're the same. Not much progress. Not much progress. I don't say this to condemn them. And of course, I would never say who I'm talking about. But it's real situations. Some, after 10 years, they still can't overcome a certain sin. Why? Why? Could be they never entered into this kind of fellowship with the Lord. He can deliver you from many things. He can shine on many things when you learn this kind of fine fellowship. Amen. I'll stop here. Please, 15 minutes, go to your spot. Let's come back for a little overflow fellowship again at, according to this clock here, 8:45. You can take these verses that are listed here on day 5, which is Luke 1, Psalm 42. Oh, Psalm 42. As the heart pants after the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. That would be a good one to pray this morning. Please go. Come back in 15 minutes.